3 of the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Once again, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. We do it for free, and we do it better. freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. Ladies first, to Ann in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Ann. Hello, Ann? Do we have Ann? Ann in Michigan? I hear someone there. Is that John, maybe? Somebody else on the line? Whoever's on the line, say hello, because you're on Free Talk Live. Put her back on hold. We'll try her back. Maybe she went away from the phone during the news break or something. John? Let's try John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is John. Are you with me?
We got you, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, this fellow Randy that just called up was getting the pun with the grass as you were doing that story. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, I think people should be encouraged to grow all the grass they can out back and out front.
Well, I have a feeling that if I were growing the grass he was talking about in my yard, I'd be doing a little bit more than a weekend.
Yeah. But anyway, that was kind of fun. Also, earlier, another fun thing. I'm not a superstitious guy. I'm supposed at times in my life... I like to think that some things are a little bit spiritual or might be connected and all that stuff, but I'm not very superstitious at all, and other people can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting around having some Chinese food with some folks, and you know how it is when you finish up that and they get the fortune cookies?
Yes.
Well, these people, it was at a particular time when I was totally against any superstition whatsoever.
Okay.
And I opened a fortune cookie. And there was nothing in there. No paper.
Uh-oh, what's that mean?
And that's what I thought. And it was just kind of like, I just like looked at those people. I go, what am I going to tell them?
It's
now,
oh-so.
Some people would have some fear if they open that. What does it mean? Life is over or whatever?
Yep, yeah. It's oh-so significant.
Kind of, to me, I'm a kind of positive guy. If I ever believe in any of this sort of stuff, I like to look at it as maybe a positive sign. There's enough bad things that happen in life. If I'm going to be superstitious, I like to look at it like it's a good sign.
Okay. How did you spin this positively?
I guess it's all up to me from here on out. And so therefore, I moved to New Hampshire.
You know, John, I used to sort of feel the same way. I like to think that everything happens for a reason, and there's sort of an interweb of significance in the universe.
Are you a fatalist?
And that kind of thing. But when I started to think about it, if God has a reason for everything happening, then he's got a sort of this master plan. He had a reason before it happened, not necessarily just after it happened.
Well, maybe he's doing it as it goes along. He's making it up as it goes along.
But God's got to be bigger than time, too. Otherwise, he's not God.
Hey, Mark, maybe I'll just mention to you, and like I said, I'm not religious at all. I'm somewhere on the border between atheist. I was a hardcore atheist for many years, and I've kind of softened that to just being agnostic. Mm-hmm. But I'm not opposed to reading things. And I picked up a book called When God Winks, and it was just talking about coincidences. And this guy's got a funny way of describing things. It's just kind of a fun look at it, saying when there's coincidences, he's describing it as when God winks. Now, I don't believe in God, but it's kind of interesting to look at coincidences.
Well,
and that's all it really is. They're coincidences,
yep.
And we can look at them however we want. We can interpret them however we want.
How do you feel about
negative or positive about them, however we please.
Now, John,
I think that as far as believing in it, if I get an empty fortune cookie, I think I better be looking at that like it's all up to me, as opposed to it's over.
Yeah, I like the positive viewpoint, no doubt about it. But let's jump back into your friends. What was their response? Did you tell them you didn't get a fortune or your
I showed them right away. And they were pleased with my response to it because they might have been, if I didn't introduce that as a very positive thing, if I just said I didn't have one, it would have allowed them to think whatever stupid things.
Right, they might have freaked out.
Yeah,
or something
and
like
I just
that.
Had fun with it. I says, isn't that neat? It's all up to me.
Have you ever encountered any of these numbers, people? We were talking last hour about 7707 and how all these numerology types are all upset, are all excited about their luck and all of that. You don't have to necessarily be religious or believe in a creator in order to believe in the numerology silliness. Have you ever encountered any of those people?
Oh, sure. I used to live down in Salem, Massachusetts. And that's known as the Witch City. Just because of that historic thing, that horrible thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's there's a jury related thing. People stopped convicting witches when they realized it was going to be them. There's a jury nullification thing that happened back in the 1692-3 era.
I didn't know that. I would hate to be a black cat in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and what used to happen with that was when you pleaded either guilty or innocent, you had to hand over your property to the sheriff. But that's a whole other story. It's a fully informed jury thing that the people in Salem, Massachusetts, and it used to include Danvers and the surrounding area, they stopped convicting people when they realized it could be them.
Very cool. People
in this country better wake up to that idea.
Yeah, we really need to get people educated on the jury nullification
thing. But as far as the numbers go, sure, I've seen all of that because there's a whole little, you know, subculture around there
the history, sure.
Yeah, because of the history and because it's famous and, you know, there's a subculture and the younger kids, just to be kind of off the beaten track, they do that.
Yeah,
and,
the kids
and
probably dress in black just to make people
that
mad,
sort of
that sort of thing. John, thanks for the call. Great one. 800-259. Yes, sir. 1-800-259-9231. I believe we have Ann back. Let's try her again. Ann in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't usually do this because my religion, I'm very personal about it. But I found it really disturbing that you said that people only pray because it makes them feel better.
Well, no, that's the only tangible effect from prayer. That's the only thing that really happens.
Okay, so you don't believe that there's a heaven and hell and there's a God.
Of course not. That's silly nonsense.
I believe some
of
that.
When you say that, I mean, how am I supposed to interpret when you say that prayer doesn't make a difference?
Well, science has proven that prayer doesn't make a difference. So,
okay, well, science, sure, but isn't there more than just, like, the tangible? I mean, do you really don't? I mean, that's a pointed question. I mean, and that's,
well,
I guess,
if it's true,
it's an opinion.
It's not an opinion. No, it's scientifically proven. If it's true, if you believe that prayer has some sort of positive effect on the ill, and science has done studies that show that's not the case, that it has no effect whatsoever, then it has been proven scientifically.
And if there's
Sorry.
No tangible effects, and I'm not saying I'm certainly not against you on this one, but if there's no tangible effects, then that's what that would back up that prayer doesn't work. If there's no tangible effects. I'm not saying I'm against you on this.
There are stories and there's a lot of antidotes that science can't prove everything.
Oh, right. Well, anecdotes and stories aren't scientifically provable. Those are case studies and individual claims.
Well, I guess it goes back to that you believe that there's something out there other than just science and that you're going to be 6 feet under when you die.
Well, Mark believes in that stuff. Mark is a believer.
Well, that's fine. And I guess that's what my point is that you believe that when you're 6 feet under, that's it, that maybe you might be burning in hell, and you might be singing about me and just like, maybe that girl had a point that there is a heaven and a hell.
Hold on. The heaven and hell thing really, really bothers me. Because I think, when I think of God, I think of now I am not an atheist. I believe that there's a God, and I believe in a...
yourself right now.
No, there's two people on the show. You're talking to two different people.
You're talking to two different people. You were talking to Ian the atheist, and now you're talking to Mark, the guy who believes in a God. Okay?
Well, then, is that fair for me to be a caller and talking to two different personalities or two different belief systems?
It's absolutely fair. You called. Now,
I'm
not calling you a bad person, Ann. I am not berating you. I am simply telling you what the facts are. You're talking to two people. Now, about heaven and hell, here's what bothers me, is that a good, just God could put me on this planet, not give me any instructions, and tell me to live my life, or expect me to live my life in a certain manner, and if I fail to do that, send me to hell.
Wait, I want to give Ann an appropriate chance to respond. Ann, if you will hold on, I want to bring you back, okay? Can you hang?
That's cool.
All right, Anne, we're going to go back with Anne here in a moment. And, Mark, you'll be able to expound a little bit on this whole heaven and hell thing and the God deal. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday edition, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Archives included. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got an entire year's worth of them right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us for free at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio today. That's D2Z.org. As we go back to the phones, and for people that are calling Free Talk Live,
try listening to the show for a little while before you pick up the phone and call in, and then you won't be confused when you discover there are two people on this radio
show. You hear something, and you've just got to comment on it right away.
I don't think that's fair. You must be a first-timer. Anne, is this your first time listening? Anne in Michigan, are you a first-timer to Free Talk Live tonight?
Wow, that was very not subtle. yes. Well, I mean, that was so not subtle.
He's not a nice guy. Don't listen to him.
No, I mean, that was absolutely kind of rude. But
he doesn't get out much.
So, yeah, there's two of y'all, and all right.
So now you know, and we were getting into the whole heaven and hell thing,
right.
And Mark wanted
you
to propose.
Who's the atheist?
My name's Ian. I'm the atheist. You don't like me.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, no, that's not true. I don't judge people.
Oh, okay, good.
So now, Ann, what you proposed was that perhaps Ian would go to hell and wake up and realize, whoops, I should have believed in God. And then what I said to you was, you know, it bothers me, the whole idea of a fair, just, loving God, which I've been told the Christian God is.
You went to Christian school.
I went to Christian school. I've got lots of formal Christian education.
I went to Christian camp.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
The fact that you know.
Ma'am?
Yeah, I don't. He is a loving God. And if you live your right, if you're a good person, and I don't think that all these rules and everything else that a lot of religions carry that you have to do A, B, C to go to heaven. There's
Christianity is pretty clear that you have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
Yeah, that's what it says.
What's that?
But I don't.
I don't think that that's true. I think Jesus died 2,000 years ago, and it has very little relevance to what's going on today. I'm sure he was a great guy. I'm sure he did lots of good things.
Well, you're going to hell, boy.
Well,
No. I didn't say about you brought in Jesus. I didn't bring in that.
Well, hell is a pretty clearly Christian
like a
thing.
They don't have
hell in the Hindu religion. They don't Buddhists don't have hell. Hell is Christian,
but they all believe in a higher being.
Some
Wait, for, refocus, Mark. Refocus for a moment here, because you had started on the path of talking about the loving God thing, and I don't think you quite finished that concept.
Well, I do. I just don't think a loving God sends people to hell.
For not believing in him.
Right, for a bunch of rules that were made up by men, and I'm supposed to believe these men. That doesn't jive as far as it makes, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me.
How do you feel about that, Anne?
Well, I kind of like the fact that you said because they are men, that is kind of a thing that I think is cool. Because I do believe that the Virgin Mother Mary has a place in things.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that we're just not going to go 6 feet under. I think that there's a higher being.
Well,
you know, whatever religion.
There's no point in arguing about that.
I think that there is a higher being.
So let me see if I've got something clear.
Not worshiping or not appreciating.
Right, but you also believe.
Okay.
I understand. Not only do you believe in a higher being, but as I understand it, Anne, you also believe that that higher being will send someone like me, a non-believer, to an eternal torture chamber.
Hmm.
You do believe in that?
Not necessarily that, but you won't be in nirvana, perhaps.
What do you think will happen to an atheist like me, Anne? What will happen?
I don't know.
So you don't believe in hell.
I do believe in hell, but
well, then what do you mean you don't know what's going to happen? I don't understand. Is there a purgatory in your little belief system?
Yes, but I think that maybe you might have to come back and keep redoing things again, maybe.
Cool. I get to come back to Earth? That's awesome.
You might have to relearn a lesson or two and
keep
on coming back and relearning something that's not necessarily fun to learn.
You know, I like the idea of repeating lives and all that stuff. It's really fun to me. I really love the idea. But when I think about it, you know, when you look at how many billions of people are on the planet now, and then how long it took us, like the middle of the 1800s, to get to 1 billion, it just doesn't make sense that, people are repeating lives, because the math just doesn't exist.
There are new lives being created.
Right. Lives would have to be poofed out of nowhere. People's souls would have to split or
religion doesn't concern itself with science.
No, it doesn't.
That's an even older religion than Catholicism or any of that. So I don't know what to tell you about that one.
Now, here's another question for you.
Stuff on nirvana and stuff like that.
Anne, is it possible that the ancient Greeks were onto something and that there's more than one God?
Are you talking like Zeus and
yes,
all them
exactly.
Guys?
That's exactly what I'm referencing.
And Thor and Pegasus.
Sure,
and
all that
boys?
Stuff. Athena.
Why not?
Yeah.
Athena.
All that stuff.
Aphrodite. Ooh, wouldn't that
there,
be
there
nice?
Was a question there, Ann.
I want to come back as Aphrodite. All right.
No. There was a question there. And did you miss the question?
I was being humorous.
I see. Do you think there are multiple gods?
Lightening up the topic.
Regardless of what their names are, do you think there are multiple gods or do you think there's one god?
I think there's three in one.
Three in one.
Oh, the old Trinity thing. Now that's something that was made up even later. You see, there was this big war for the first few hundred years, not war as in fighting, but this theological battle, as it were, pitched battle between the Unitarians and the Trinitarians. And, you know, the Trinitarians sort of won that. You still have people that believe in one God as opposed to the three-headed God. But monks even went so far as to change words in the Bible as they were transcribing them. So that whole Trinity thing is really up in the air.
And my final question for you is, why is it you're right and the ancient Greeks were wrong? Ann?
Well, I'm not proclaiming that I'm right. This is my opinion. I mean, I can't say that I'm proclaiming the truth.
But why did you choose to believe what your parents told you versus what the ancient Greeks believed?
No, my parents didn't tell me. This is something that I've investigated and that I believe in. This mm-hmm. is my faith. This is what I believe in. Nobody told me.
So were your parents, how did your parents raise you then?
That it's true. I was raised in the religion that I'm in.
Oh, okay.
But it was a free choice.
So you investigated the religion your parents raised you into, huh? That's really objective, Ann.
You know, it's so easy to be an atheist and sit there and shoot at people. Because you don't have to believe
systems are faulty.
And I'm taking your side on this one, Ann. It's so easy to be an atheist and just sit there and snipe at people's beliefs. But as long as people believe whatever the heck they want to believe, I'm fine with it. As long as they don't pick up guns or use government to pick up guns to, foist their belief on other people. And I do believe to some extent that's what this war in Iraq's all about.
Right. Is God on the side of the Americans or the Iraqis?
Oh, boy. I wouldn't even go there. It kind of goes back to give Caesar his money and give God what he is. I mean,
I think that came out
in the beginning. My religion is personal, and to
fair enough, that's a fair answer.
To force somebody belief on what mine is, no.
Now I think that whole render under Caesar was what a Caesar's verse was clever. It was a clever ruse by Jesus, and in fact, when he was asked, you know, whose picture is on the coin? They said Caesar's. And he said, well, give Caesar what's Caesar's. That doesn't mean that coin belonged to Caesar. I think Jesus was, in fact, a tax protester.
I think Jesus was an anarchist, as a matter of fact. Thanks for the call, Ann. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. And, you know, I agree with you, Mark. As long as the religious people aren't putting guns in my face, they can go ahead and believe whatever they want to. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Phones are open for you to talk about whatever you want, as they always are, six nights a week. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Some of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go to the amplifier line to talk to Ryan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Ryan.
Hey, guys. When y'all were talking to Ann, y'all kind of got completely off the subject. She was trying to tell you that science has nothing to do with religion, which in one way is completely true, in another way it's completely false. He's trying to dismiss any scientific evidence by saying, well, oh, if you believe the science. It's mind-boggling. I don't understand how someone can sit there and say, yes, the sky is blue, but the Bible says it's purple, and so it's purple. You know, that's the same line of reasoning, isn't it?
I suppose. You know, I don't know.
Are you saying that religious people accept science when it's convenient to accept it and then reject it when it challenges their belief system?
Absolutely. There's no other way that they can keep their own little worldview. Then you were saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with religion as long as they don't take up guns and force you to do things. Problem with, and I'm not saying this about all Christianity, but by far the majority Christianity in this country, sure does. That's part of the dogma, is to spread the word, isn't it?
Yeah, but they don't spread it with guns, generally. I mean, they may come around and knock on your door, rare.
They spread it with government. government has the gun.
They spread the, you know, the I suppose the moral aspect, in the sense that there's no they have laws against prostitution, laws against, in some cases, laws against sex, laws against selling alcohol on Sunday, those kind of.
They have yet to force people to go to church, though. That much is the case.
They do try to and that kind of thing,
enforce their morality on others. And there was that one story about, I don't remember where it was, somewhere in America, where you're not allowed to go and play soccer in the morning on Sunday because of some law, some local law that prevents people from having fun on Sunday. So
there's still all kinds of blue laws. I mean, most states you can't buy liquor on a Sunday, can you?
No, that's the case. You're right about that.
Why Sunday?
Or at least until noon on Sunday.
No, you can't buy beer until afternoon. You can't buy liquor at all.
Oh, I don't know.
And I know that's the way it is in most states.
I don't know.
Sure, and in some counties you can't buy liquor, period. So you're right. I mean, they certainly reached their tentacles into to our daily lives, and I would like for all that to go away. But that's a government problem more so than a religion problem. And at the same time, I'm not a fan of religion. I wish people would rid themselves of the idea, but it makes people feel good, and hey, I can't fault them for that. Some people like drugs. Some people like drinking. Some people like Jesus, whatever their floats their boat.
It's not a government problem. It is a religious problem, for the simple fact that the government is being, these things are being done with the government for religious reasons. So it becomes a religious problem. That's the root cause, not government, but religion.
I think you're right, and I think I think obviously the only thing we can really do about it is educate religious people on, keeping keeping the government out of other people's business.
Right.
I mean, God, in the Bible, it's all about choice. The Christian religion is all about choice and giving people choices. God gave Adam and Eve the choice whether or not to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and they chose to. Christians should give people the choice as to what kind of lives they want to lead. That way, when they do come to Jesus, they'll have come there voluntarily.
But you can't educate a religious person on something that is against their religion. Look at evolution, for example.
But it's not against their religion. It is their religion. Evolution doesn't matter to the Christian religion and laws.
Exactly. The only reason it's opposed is because it's against their religion, and they're willing to use government to do that. Now, whenever government is the thing with power, that's what they're going to use to further their own ends.
I don't think evolution's a problem. I think public school's a problem.
And well, I'm just using that as an example.
I understand what you're saying, and I think that Christians have every right to say say that they want certain things taught in public school, because we all own part of it, right? So that makes for the real problem's public school, not what those people
again,
believe.
The problem is the existence of the state, and that existence, the existence of the state inevitably entices different interest groups, including religions, to grab hold of the reins and enforce their way on others.
I don't have a problem with the existence of the state.
But it's not just the schools. Look, at up until a couple years ago, homosexual sex was illegal in many states.
That's because
that has nothing to do with schooling.
They
at all.
Haven't
just,
been properly educated about their own religion. That's because preachers out there have taken the words of the Bible and twisted them for their own purposes, their own twisted purposes. They aren't teaching that God is a God of choice, that the Christian God is a God of choice. They're not teaching their followers that, and their followers aren't going and investigating enough.
Ryan, final thoughts?
Yeah, I'd just like to kind of paraphrase a good quote from the good Reverend Ivan Stang. You know, once I'm lifted up and to be with God or whoever, I'll rejoice in his name. Until then, you'll see me here on earth preaching the gospel of reason and logic.
Who was that?
Ivan Stang.
Ivan Stang.
Never heard of him.
The Church of the Subgenus.
Oh, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Church of the Subgenus. Interesting little organization. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Scott in Oklahoma, listening on KGWA. Hey, Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Scott's gone. Let's try, I believe it is Didman in Arizona. Do we have Didman?
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Before I get to what I called about, I did want to weigh in on the religious issue. I think that on prayer, as far as the scriptures say, that prayer is not necessarily answered when it's requested. So that if you're trying to weigh in on, someone's being prayed for a certain outcome, you don't know when that prayer is going to be answered. So it's kind of hard to say that
Well, if you're praying for someone to if you're praying for grandma to pull through her her sickness and she ends up dying, then I guess you know, it was answered a little bit too late, huh?
No, that may have been God's will.
Oh, yeah, you guys love that excuse, the God's will thing. That's funny. Whenever somebody dies in some horrible, awful, tragic manner, it's always God's plan, right?
Actually, I do believe that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Because
like when children are molested. When children are molested and people have sex with babies, that sort of thing, is that God's plan too?
I don't think it's God's plan, but I do think that oftentimes there is something that will come good of these situations.
Really?
Now,
let's look on the bright side.
I'm going to have to take you to task on this one because I don't believe in predestination.
I don't believe in predestination.
Yes, you do.
Either.
If you believe that God has a plan, then you do.
No.
If you believe that God has any control over our lives and exercises that control, then you believe that in predestination because God is bigger than time, right? Does God exist currently at the beginning and the end of time?
God exists always. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
All right. So if God interferes in our lives, he predestines us.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does, because he's at the end of time. He knows what he's doing right now.
I'm sorry, he does not predestine us.
You can deny it all you want, but I'm making sense to everyone else out there.
Wait a minute, wait.
Well,
are you saying that he does or does not? Hold on now, wait. Hold on. Does he or does he not? Does he or does he not interfere in our lives?
He does not interfere in our lives.
So you're saying that child molesters, God is not around, but yet somehow that's all part of some bigger picture? Can you explain that a little
bit? God is always around.
Does he, but he doesn't ever actually save kids from being horribly molested by
a ghost. So either prayer works or it doesn't, then. I mean, people pray for things to happen, so God must either interfere or it doesn't. You're saying that prayer doesn't
answer? God can choose to answer prayer in his own time.
Is that interfering in our lives?
That is not interfering, that's answering prayer.
Wait, if you answer the prayer to give Jimmy a bike, somebody else didn't get the bike that Jimmy got.
Maybe the word interfere is the wrong word. How about get involved? How about that one? Does he get involved?
I suppose he can get involved in our lives.
Then you believe that since he's bigger than time, he controls every aspect of our lives.
Hold on, Didman. We'll come back with a little bit more of you. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments remain in this, the live Saturday edition of the program, but just enough time for your call if you pick up the phone and make it now. 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online as well. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Lots of features. We give it all away. FreeTalkLive.com. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase, so the prices don't go up. It's still the same great Amazon prices, the same huge Amazon selection, 41 categories to shop in, and the same great free Super Saver shipping deals that you get on many of their items. All of that, just enter through our portal, and a percentage goes to us. It's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Great way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we go back to Didman in Arizona. Now, Didman, you're back on the air, and I'm done with the religion thing, but you had another topic, and I wanted to give you a chance to bring it up. What was it?
Great. Thank you. By the way, Ian, I have been praying for you for the last 3.5 years.
What have you been praying for me for, exactly?
Perhaps you will open your eyes and be able to see that there is a God.
Didman, I was a Presbyterian as a young person. I went to church camp. I volunteered at church camp for several summers in a row, working with young little Christian kids and that sort of thing. And I came to my lack of beliefs or my atheism in a very concrete manner. It was based on asking questions. And thanks for your prayers, but I'm not going that direction. What was your other topic?
My other topic is that you had a lady on last week who was quite rabid about her little Boise, Idaho, and all the people up there eating the dogs.
Yes, this was.
She was presupposing that they were eating the dogs down in, I believe it was Laredo, but she's up in Boise, and that was Trish.
It was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was the ramblings of a madwoman.
I just wanted to let you guys know that it's been a way of life out here in Arizona for at least, back to my grandparents' day. I mean, people come across the border, you hire them, they work for you, their wives work in your house,
mm-hmm.
the guys work in the yard, or on your ranch or whatever. They're perfectly trustworthy.
Well, they can't be trustworthy. They're just people. Some of them are good, and some of them
people,
are bad.
But you know,
he's had good experiences.
No, or I've never known anyone that I've got two Jack Russells that I've had for years, and I still have them.
So the illegal aliens are not eating Jack Russell Terriers in Arizona, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, I wouldn't blame them if they did, because these dogs don't particularly like anyone, and I mean, they're still here, and.
Well,
Now, what would you say to somebody? What would you say to somebody that says they're taking jobs? What would you say to somebody that, like, Didman, you're hiring illegal aliens?
Oh, yeah, they're taking jobs, but they're taking the jobs that no one else wants to do. You know, they're working out in my yard in 110 degree weather.
Oof.
And doing a much better job than anyone else would do, but they're doing it when no one else is wanting to do it. I can't get anyone else to do that job.
And they'll do it for less as well. And they're doing it for less, which puts more money in your pocket, so you can go and take that money and spend it at other locally owned businesses and that sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. I'll tell you an interesting thing. The first guy I hired, this probably 20 years ago, he came to me in the middle of the summer, and here the summer, you know, is about 110, 112
degrees. It's
really
the summer, yeah.
And he said he would work in my yard, and he wanted $3.50 an hour.
Jeez.
And I said, there's no way I'm going to pay you that. And he said, okay, $2.50 an hour. And I said, no, I'll pay you at least $5.
Wow.
But I want to, you know, see how well you do, because it's too hot out here for you to work for that kind of work.
Sure.
That kind of money. And so he did the work, and he worked like a dog that day. I mean, I've never seen anyone work so hard and so meticulous. And so I paid him the $5, and I actually had him come twice a week. And then it got to the point where he was coming more often, and then at Christmas time, you know, gave him a bonus, and then every year increased his money. And I've got the same person. He's illegal. His wife's illegal. She's she takes care of the inside of the house. His son has worked for us. Now his son has grown up and is going to the University of Arizona, which shows how the second generation starts coming along. The wife still doesn't speak a lot of English.
But the son does.
But the son speaks perfect English, and all the other kids speak English.
Wow.
And he's going to college to be a doctor. And, you know, I'm very proud of this family.
Good for you.
That's the story of immigrants throughout the years here in America. The only thing that's changed about it over the last 50 years or so
is the group
is calling them illegal. Is going after them with cops and chasing them down. The hate hasn't changed. There's always been, you know,
well,
dogs,
hate shifts from group to group.
There's always been signs about dogs and Irish keep off the grass. But now we use cops to chase them down. Now we have the indignation of having the law behind us. Well, I don't have any problems with Mexicans. It's illegals that I hate. No, you're a bigot. You hate Mexicans.
Exactly, exactly.
Dude, man,
and
I'd like to thank you. I think
threatening to arrest us. We're employing them.
I'm sure
right.
they are.
And you're just helping somebody out who needs a job, who needs some work. And I, you know what, Didman, I consider you a heroic, brave American at this point for supporting the underground economy, for supporting those who have had the courage to come here by crossing the border without filling out the paperwork. I thank you for doing that, and thank you.
Well, there's no way we're going to stop. And my part of my family has a ranch down on the border, and we assist in their crossing. Because they're a boon to our economy, whether they pay taxes or not.
There's people listening right now that would love to see you in jail. They would just love
it.
And all you're trying to do is help your fellow man. All you're trying to do is allow people to come here and get jobs. Now, I hate welfare. I hate the whole idea that they can come here and get free crap. And I think that only attracts the very worst of people that might cross the border. But I love the idea that somebody wants to come across the border, work hard, and do something good for
their
family.
If there are guys out working in 110 degree weather, is slaving away in the hot sun, they're not cashing welfare checks. They're working hard
they're not
for a living.
They're cashing welfare checks. And show me one. I don't see even high school kids in this area wanting to do that.
I tried to get a high school kid to mow my lawn back in Florida. I couldn't find one. I went knocking on house doors where I knew high school kids lived. They were too busy playing sports
Xbox.
At school.
I got my Xbox.
They're not interested. They're just not interested. You could pay them $12 an hour or $15. Money doesn't matter. It's too hot. They don't want to do it.
They're just not interested.
Didman, awesome. Just, keep up the good work. Thank you for the call.
Anyway,
we appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you, Didman.
Keep
Have a great weekend.
Great show. I've listened
yes, sir.
For a
will
long
do.
Time, and I
Thank you, Goodman. 800-259-9231. You know, that's exactly how I would be, Mark. If I were living down in Arizona, I would do everything I can surreptitiously to help as many people as possible. I sort of liken it to almost, to, you know, the Underground Railroad or the protection of the Jews from back in Nazi Germany.
Absolutely.
I would have no compunctions about renting to illegal immigrants, and there are a lot of people like me.
If I found out those illegal immigrants
were
on welfare, I might very well, you know, not rent to them.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
But if you're talking about somebody who works hard and wants to provide for their family, yeah, I can help.
And as the government continues to crack down and make more oppressive rules and regulations for people as far as hiring goes, the more heroic those individuals will be to continue to dodge the system.
I have rental property in Florida, and that there's a lot of illegal types there, even you know, Hispanic types. I have never, in the years that I've had rental property in Florida, never had one person who sounded like a Hispanic call me that wanted to, hey, do you got Section 8 or HUD? Do you take you know, government subsidized housing? It's never
more likely
ever,
to be white trash doing that.
It's either whites or blacks, but it's never been Mexicans. Yeah. Never have they called me with that. So you may say whatever you want about Mexicans sucking off the teat of the state.
I've never met one that wasn't hardworking. Sure, there are bad apples out there, but
absolutely,
there are bad whites and blacks, too.
I'm sure they commit crimes. Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. Last
do.
Call. Liam in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live, Liam.
Hello. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Not much. I just wanted to talk about Anne. I thought she sounded pretty hot, and I just wanted to, you know, give her a little message that if she's ever in Indiana, you know, I want to please her secularly. So... just if you're listening, and you know, hey, look me up.
Thanks for the call, Liam.
Raising the level of the program.
Appreciate it.
Please, I never heard that one before. That
please her secularly. That's cute.
No.
It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in between now and Monday night show. We've got lots of features on our site, and they're all online 24/7 for your convenience. So do enjoy those at freetalklive.com. And also, do enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a safe one and an enjoyable one. Don't get in trouble, all that good stuff. Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you Monday. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.